We're doing Avat Chesed, and we're at the end of the fifth chapter. And the Chafetz Chaim says, "Nireh li, it would seem to me, d'ish kodem ni'isha le'alvot, that when it's a question of who do we give the loan to, so we, it would seem to me," he says, "that a man has precedence. But medrim amrim, when's this so? Bizman sheshneim enam aniim, when they're both not poor, when they're both just, it's a question of business." And he derives this from a certain law we have in the Gemara and Harius, a Mishnah in Harius, that he says it would seem to me, this is his own stipulation, that if they're both not poor, then the man has precedence. And certainly if the man is poor and the woman is not poor, she wants the loan but she's not poor, then he has precedence. Aval, but this halacha is a basic halacha, bizman sheshnehem aniim. What's the case if they're both poor, the man and the woman? So then Allah says, Aisha kodemet laish, the woman takes precedence, im lo shu karov, unless he is a relative, mistabra du kodem. Then it would seem like if a guy's brother needs money to support his family, and there's a woman, his next door neighbor or someone, an almana, or who knows, I don't know about an almana, but there's some lady that needs a loan as well, maybe a grusha, a woman who's divorced. So then his brother would seem to have precedence. Like we're right in the next chapter we're going to get to now. Because ordinarily if two people are poor, so we say the woman comes first. But if the man happens to be his relative, so then it's not clear, but it would seem that his relative comes first. But if, because you don't give him the loan, he might be endangered. A man and a woman come and they both say, well, we can't afford a Shabbos meal. And it turns out from the discussion that the man can't even bring bread home. So he might be endangering his family, or he can't afford medication that they need or something like that. So then Aish Kodem, then the man comes first. So this is a complicated halacha, which deserves a long discussion. Maybe once we'll take the time to discuss it. People tried to implement this halachically, and it didn't work. Basically, the halacha discusses a situation where two people are endangered. Who comes first? You have to choose between them. Who are you going to say first? So the halacha basically says we go with who has more mitzvot to perform, being that our purpose being in this world is to perform mitzvot. So that's how we calculate it. Who's going to have more potential for mitzvot? That's the basic formula. So there was once a case in the hospital here in Israel that there was a deadly disease going around the pediatric ward, and they had a few hundred babies there, and they only had vaccines for a certain number of babies. So one father came in and quoted this halacha and said, my son is a kohen, so he has more mitzvot, he's a kohen, so he should come first. So if you don't have enough vaccines, my son is supposed to get one. So they sent this question to Rabbi Feinstein. And Rabbi Feinstein said, there are two halachot. It's not written, but this is what's quoted in his name. There is halacha that when you have to choose, you choose based upon who can perform more mitzvot. But there is also halacha that says you're never allowed to walk by a Jew that's dying. And this halacha does not overcome that halacha. The only time that halacha is relevant is when you're standing on a cliff and you have two rivers, one to your left and one to your right. And it's a question of where you're going to dive. Two people are drowning. One's in the river on the left and one's in the river on the right. You won't make it to both. So which one are you going to dive in? They're both equidistant. So then we say, okay, you have to do the math, so that's the formula. But if you have to pass by one person in order to save the other, you're never allowed to pass by a person to save someone else. So he said the rule is, when you take out those vaccines, you start walking, the first baby you hit gets the shot. That's the order how you decide which baby gets the vaccine. You just don't pass a baby. You never pass a Jew. You never pass a person that's dying, that needs to be saved, to say, well, he's going to perform a mitzvot. That's not what the halacha was talking about. Yeah?
So what if, one river was a little bit closer, but the cocaine was in the river that was farther away?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And these questions, usually you don't have time to ask questions. You save whoever you can. But here was a unique instance where they actually could ask the question. They had a few minutes. And that's what's quoted as having taken place. Okay, we shouldn't have to deal with such questions. It's sad questions they have to deal with.